baseball earlobes, and running backward. This summer, a Cubs game scheduled for Houston got rescheduled in Milwaukee due to Hurricane Ike pounding the Texas coast. Therefore, on a beautiful early fall afternoon, Nick and I spontaneously decided to breeze up to Brewers Field rather than trying to slog our way through the traffic to the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. I hadn't been to a professional baseball game for 20 years, but I remembered that without a time constraint, baseball could be maddeningly slow, and I needed to have other diversions handy. At home, in front of the TV, typically this was a nap, waking up just in time for a dramatic ninth inning. But different strategies were needed for the live event. Before we left for Milwaukee, I frantically but unsuccessfully searched for my old baseball mitt in case a fly ball came my way. Besides being eagerly ready for a fly ball, you could also buy a program and keep score professionally, which my mother had taught me to do many years ago. But there were no Cub Houston programs for this hastily rescheduled game in Milwaukee. Fortunately, I had remembered to bring my binoculars and knew that I could probably while away the hours by people watching. We settled into our seats along the third base line, along with about 20,000 other Cubs fans, all presumably joining us in playing hooky. The man sitting next to us looked a bit sheepish as he arrived from his office wearing his coat and tie. As I scanned the crowd for good people watching, I was transported back 30 years to a Cubs game that I went to with my younger brother Tim. We were in the midst of a summer-long discussion about earlobes, which Tim had generally categorized as either droopers or connectors. For example, statues of Buddhas all have exceptionally long droopers, since this is supposed to symbolize a wise man who is all-hearing. As a modern point of reference, Lyndon Baines Johnson had pendulous earlobes that seemed to get droopier every year. And another prototypical drooper is John Madden, although I must warn you that you have to catch his lobes at the beginning of Sunday night football because they are swaddled in headphones for the rest of the game. There are few celebrity connectors that I know of. It turns out that droopers are a genetically dominant trait. But connectors are characterized by an earlobe that is fixed to the face along the length of the jawline. Gwyneth Paltrow is the only celebrity connector I can think of. At that particular game years ago, Tim and I could hardly contain our excitement when right across the aisle from us, we spotted a spectacular set of droopers sitting next to an equally spectacular set of connectors. I have no other memories of the game, but that is often the case with baseball. There's plenty of time to do other things, and the baseball game becomes an occasionally entertaining backdrop. At this game, people watching was mostly unsuccessful, so I turned to the game itself. There's not much going on, scoreless in the third inning, so I decided that I would intently watch one player. In a prior Cubs game years ago, I had decided to focus my attention on the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. It must have been a low-scoring game, since even though Ryne batted near the top of the batting order, he was only up to bat four times in the entire game. He never got on base. In the field, no ball was ever hit to him, so for the entire game, all he did was stand around and swing the bat a couple times. He never had to run, and I doubt if he ever cracked a sweat during the entire game, all the while earning tens of thousands of dollars. For this game, I chose to focus on the Cubs' left fielder, Alfonso Soriano. He ran around a little bit, mostly to and from the outfield, caught a few balls, and maybe got a hit, but the captivating action was how many times he adjusted his crotch. In fact, he did it constantly. It wasn't as if his junk had gotten disorganized because he had sprinted or made a dramatic slide. He felt compelled to rearrange even if he was standing perfectly still. In the business world, this would be akin to the presenter squirming and tugging on his crotch before every new PowerPoint slide. The other notable quirk was that Alfonso, as well as most of the other players, were constantly chewing or spitting tobacco, gum, sunflower seeds, or liquids. Baseball players are truly oral folk. I spent some time looking at the dugout with my binoculars and was horrified to see how untidy and slippery it looked. It was now about the sixth inning. The Cubs were ahead, and the Cubs pitcher, Ryan Dempster, even had a no-hitter going, which was quite remarkable since his teammate, Carlos Zambrano, had pitched a no-hitter the night before. But still, there was plenty of time for pleasurable daydreaming. I have never cared that passionately about baseball one way or another, but there are certainly many that get all misty-eyed talking about how baseball is America's favorite pastime. The word pastime would seem to undermine the image of baseball as a demanding sport, but it is probably America's oldest organized sport and as such has contributed to the English vernacular. Here are some of the baseball-related idioms. Can of corn, Texas leaguer, Frozen Rope, Ducks on the Pond, Dying Quail, Ballpark Estimate, Can't Hit the Broadside of a Barn, Stick a Fork in Him, Ride the Pines, Throw Someone a Curve, Step Up to the Plate, Out in Left Field or Come in from Left Field, Play Hardball, Be a Switch Hitter, Touch All Bases, Right Off the Bat, Keep Your Eye on the Ball, Out of Your League or Bush League, Bat 1000. With linguistic musings exhausted and the no-hitter gone by the seventh inning, I looked for new entertainment. I began to further ponder on my great idea to improve baseball. I first began to think about this when I was a slow-moving right-handed batter in our ladies' softball league. I was always jealous of those left-handers who were at least two steps closer to first base, and thought this could possibly account for the fact that I was routinely thrown out as I lumbered down to first base. Our genial coach pointed out that I could best address this situation by becoming a switch hitter. I knew this wasn't going to work, so I came up with a plan to have a game where you would run the bases in reverse. Let those left-handers run that extra distance to third base. This did not seem to be that much more preposterous than the designated hitter discrepancy between the American and National League, which has many subtle but major impacts on the way baseball is played. In the American League, pitchers are not pulled for pinch hitters, and the lineup of batters is much more formidable. Why not throw another curveball and run the bases clockwise for a change? While left-handed pitchers are at a premium, there are limited opportunities for left-handed infielders, with the exception of the first baseman. Left-handers are mostly delegated to the outfield. This would all be changed if you ran to third base first. Both the shortstop and the second baseman would almost have to be left-handed in order to have the optimal angle to throw to third base for a routine groundout. This also led me to consider that in the right-handed dominant world, the natural tendency is to run counterclockwise. For example, all races in the Olympics are run counterclockwise, which disadvantages left-handers and footers in general. So maybe every 4 years they should run the races in the opposite direction. Whoever invented the clock made the seemingly arbitrary and counterintuitive decision to have the clocks run from left to right. And then why do we write from left to right? Certainly there are many languages that read from right to left, notably Hebrew and other Middle Eastern languages, but clocks all run the same direction. So many unanswered questions, but I ran out of time. There it was, the last fly ball to Soriano, and the Cubs won, essentially burying the Houston Astros on their way to winning the pennant. We stood up, brushed the peanut shells off our clothes, kicked the drink cups under the seats, and made our way to the exits. Can't beat a beautiful day at the old ballpark.